a kind of flower, and it's sometimes these are sometimes confused.
Long.
Yeah.
And ivy blooms.
Laurel and ivy are different.
Yeah, but they're similar in looks, but they're different. The laurel gets bigger than the ivy.
I see.
The ivy grows smaller. He has a bloom, though, and the laurel has a bloom.
Now, what's a rhododendron?
Right, he's more or less on the laurel bloom. Have you ever been to the Rhododendron Festival on Lone Mountain?
No.
That's the prettiest thing you ever saw.
I've heard that.
Nixon was there when he was vice president.
Uh-huh.
We met him in Bristol and had a motorcade. You know.
Is that
it's
right?
A beautiful thing, yeah. Uh-huh. On top of that mountain, they're growing in bunches. Here it'll be as big as this room, but then maybe there'll be just old wild grass, and it'll be that deep.
What time of year is that?
It's just past. It's in the summertime. It's, I'd say, long, late summer.
Mm. Then something else, something like rhododendron, something like laurel, they might grow around here, but they certainly grow further south. They have these large white flowers.
It's sort of a tree-like or bush-like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Magnolias?
Sure. Yeah, oh, magnolias.
They grow.
Go ahead.
No, they grow.
Well, they grow in, I've seen them growing in Texas out in the pine thicket.
Yeah. If you're talking about if a woman's talking about the man she's married to, she must say, I must ask my.
I'm a what?
She's talking about the man she's married to.
Yeah.
She'd say, I must ask, a woman is talking about the man she's married to.
Yeah.
So she might say, I must ask my.
Husband?
Yeah, and he might say, I must ask my
wife?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead is a...
He's a widower.
Okay, and she would be a widow.
Widow.
Okay, and the people who brought you up are your...
Parents.
All right, and your male parent is your...
Father.
And your female...
Your mother.
What did you call your father when you were...
I called him... We called our father Pa.
And how about your mother?
Called him Ma.
Okay.
Ma and Pa.
And how about your grandparents?
We call them Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay. But your grandson
calls me Pa.
Calls you Pa. And does he call your wife?
He calls her Gigi.
I see. Okay.
He learned, we think he's trying to say Granny when he learned to say Gigi.
Uh-huh.
And the children and grandchildren are all older than him. They're all older than him but one. And they all followed suit. Some of them are married. They just call her Gigi.
Uh-huh. And if you're talking about your offspring, as you call them,
relatives?
Well, you talk about particularly your sons and daughters, so you say our...
Sons and daughters, or boys and girls, children?
Children. Would you ever use young'uns or kids?
Yeah, I never like to use the word young'uns, but some people
do. How about kids?
I don't like that.
Okay, you prefer to use children.
Yeah, that's right.
How about a name that you might give to a small child, a special name you might, would you ever use the term either a pet name or a basket name?
Well, we've used some. I have. I nickname, pet name some of my children.
Mm-hmm. And something you take a child out for in a walk, take a child out for a walk, a small baby.
Mm-hmm.
You put the baby in a...
In a carriage?
Yeah. And then would you say, I'm going to wheel the baby, roll the baby, or ride the baby?
I'd say roll the baby.
Okay. And if you're talking about degrees of being grown up, you might say, would you say he's the grown-uppest or the most grown-up?
Most grown-up.
Okay. And your male offspring would be a son.
That's right.
The female would be a
daughter.
And she wouldn't be a boy, but a...
Girl.
And if a woman... Going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
And a woman who assists in the birth of a child.
Who's what?